The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, knee injuries among young people are on the rise as social media runfluencers wheel out generic training programs. Physiotherapists are warning that these training programs are pushing beginners too hard. Beginner or not, all runners have at one stage, I think, suffered from a sore knee from running. So how do you prevent knee injuries when you are running? For more on this, we're joined by clinical specialist, musculoskeletal physiotherapist and health contributor to the journal.ie, Stephen O'Rourke. Stephen, thanks again for joining us. Just before we get to kind of your tips, do you have concerns about these kind of generic training programs that are being pushed out by runfluencers, as they're called?
Yeah, I suppose we're definitely seeing an increase in running. And I suppose running, what being inspired to run on social media is a really good thing. It's really positive. It's encouraging kind of more activity, engagement with exercise. So that's really not where the problem arises from. It's really this kind of promotion of potentially very unrealistic ideas about goals around running. So potentially being pitched at way too high level, particularly for people who've maybe are just starting out running, and potentially linking some unsafe advice or encouraging people to push themselves much harder than they're prepared for.
Yeah, I've read some of the TikTokers. Does it hurt? Yeah. What keeps me going is knowing I can push myself beyond the pain, pushing through hard times. That's why I run, to prove to myself I can. Like, that's dangerous advice to be giving to people when it comes to running, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very kind of hero, you know, no pain, no gain kind of things going on. And it's not really the advice that your physiotherapist would give you in terms of listening to your body, really not ignoring kind of pain or niggles and kind of acting upon those. And usually it's not necessarily one thing that might cause an injury. It's usually a combination of things, but it's not the best advice 100%.
One thing, I did a running class with Dublin City Council a couple of years ago, and it was a really good coach. She was a former runner for Ireland. She was brilliant. And she made the point. She said, look, the thing about running is, if you have a weakness in your body, you know, an injury or something that you haven't properly tended to, running will out that injury. The problem will flare up when you run. Is that your experience as well?
Yeah, it's usually a combination of more than one thing that's going to give you pain or cause an injury. And I suppose what we often see in runners is that they love running, and that's all they want to do is just run. And it's usually the clocking up in mileage that actually too fast, too soon, that brings on these kind of overuse injuries. But yeah, exactly like you said, in that it's usually a combination of, it may be your technique, it may be weakness, it could be tightness, it could be the, you know, how fast you're increasing your mileage, as I said. So it's working with a run coach, working with a physio, you know, that's the most ideal thing, where you've got somebody kind of guiding you through this and making it very individualized and personal to you. And I think that's what the problem with these kind of runfluencers are, is that it's very generic. It potentially worked for that person, and great, amazing for them. I'm delighted that they're having such a successful run story. But if you're a beginner runner, you might be pitching things way too high.
Okay. Is running bad for your knees?
No, it's really good for your knees. You know, all the research would say that recreational running does not kind of increase a risk of kind of injury around your knees. Actually, it's really positive. It's not the running itself that's the injury, really. It's usually the way you train or the lack of training. Most people don't prioritize recovery as part of their training, and that's a massive pillar in your training. And they don't prioritize strength. So as I said, they just want to keep running and clocking up mileage. And particularly for those kind of long distance runners or people, you know, the event-based exercise has become such a big thing. You know, you've got marathons everywhere and the mini marathon is coming up this weekend, and High Rocks and all this stuff. You know, it's become quite personally and kind of team-based competitive stuff. And maybe we focus a little bit too much on that, and we don't do the groundwork in terms of our strength, our control, our flexibility and our recovery.
Okay, so what are your top tips then for people who are starting out running?
I think start slow. That kind of that couch to 5K is a really great interval training. You know, you start with your light walk, you then move into kind of light jogging, and then you do that kind of interval back and forth as you build up your tolerance to training. Your body then begins to slowly adapt to the concept of running, and our soft tissues start to adapt to that load that you're putting through your body. And then combine that with, you know, some of your flexibility work, combine that with some strength work. So we should be doing kind of maybe 2 days of good strength work, and then giving yourself opportunities in your week to rest.
Stretching, I presume that's important before you run, is it?
Yeah, usually we'd say kind of a good kind of 10-minute warm-up. That warm-up might include some type of like brisk walking or light jogging. And then usually that kind of stretching for flexibility, I suppose, within your muscles. Often we do it then kind of as part of your cool down. So your body is nice and warm, muscles and tendons, ligaments are nice and supple, and you're going to kind of then do some of your stretches as part of your cool down. And it's usually those two, the, you know, the bookends of the run that people go, ah, you know, I've got half an hour, I just got to run. And, you know, we tend to neglect the warm up and the cool down.
Okay. All right. Listen, really good advice. Stephen O'Rourke, clinical specialist, musculoskeletal physiotherapist and health contributor to the journal.ie. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know your own experience of running. I have to say, every time I've run, I've ended up having an injury, but I think that's just me. Maybe I'm just getting creaky. But let us know your own experience. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.